catch up to you. Horses chasing, cause they're racing. Stony yet so far on the carousel.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. I just want to mention, we just had Mayor Chad Baczynski on the show. Thank you to the texters. We had a lot of people texting about that complex in Harbor Landing, so I'm glad we were able to talk about that. You may or may not be satisfied by the answer you were given, but at least we were able to understand how it is this is going up and what that public consultation, I guess, what the justification for the project is. So, again, Harvard Developments apparently is involved in that, and they have some Q&As that you can view on their website. There were a number of texts that came in that were very, very specific around parking in certain areas, around traffic congestion or construction. Very tough to get into those when we've got only half an hour with the mayor and a number of topics that we're trying to get through. So I would encourage you, as the mayor pointed out, use that 777-7000 number. They can direct you to the appropriate city area, and hopefully you can get some answers for the questions that you have on those. Okay, well, the exhibition is in town. Whether you're in Saskatoon, the Saskatoon X Parade is basically, well, it's not wrapped up yet, but it's been going since 10 o'clock this morning. So people are lining the streets in Saskatoon to enjoy that. Down in Regina, the exhibition starts today. Queen City X goes today through Sunday, and it has us thinking about exhibition memories from years gone by. Not that we don't enjoy the exhibition, you know, in our adult life, but when you go as an adult, you view it differently, you experience it differently than when you go as a kid. I think back, I'm born and raised on a farm. My dad, if it were up to my dad, we would have never gone to the exhibition. He was convinced that was a waste of money. To a 12, 13-year-old kid, that's anything but a waste of money. That is a must-do in the summer. I had a cousin in the city, Janelle, who was, we were very close. And Janelle liked to go to the exhibition, so I would convince mom that I should come into the city, stay with my aunt and uncle, and then Janelle and I could go to the exhibition, and we would. And I think back to those days, and everything seemed huge. Like, it seemed bigger than life to a 12-year-old. The rides, the games of chance, the food booths, the, you know, fun house, the, you know, everything, the mirrored house that you went into. Right? You're constantly going back to refill your tickets so that you could get on to more rides. I think about the Polar Express. That's the one that whips around backwards, goes so fast. Poor Janelle. She was much smaller than me, and she took the inside seat. So as we're, you know, gravity is doing its thing as, or centrifugal force, I guess, is doing its thing as we're spinning around backwards, and I'm squishing her up against the middle seat. We learned our lesson. I took the inside seat after that. And the game where you've got to shoot the little BBs out of the gun and try and completely remove the red star from the paper. I was a farm kid. I was constantly shooting golfers and, you know, a 22 or a pellet gun. I mean, this was a constant everyday thing. I stepped up to that game with the confidence of someone who clearly had no right to be confident, because I don't know how much money I pumped into that game. I don't think I ever completely removed that red star. There's always one tip of the star left, and so you don't win the prize. I'd have been better to take that money and just go out and buy a big stuffed animal and try and win one. What are your memories from the exhibition from years gone by? 1-877-332-8255. By the way, we threw this on our Facebook page. There's some great stuff on there. I'll read through that. You want to shoot us a text, please do. You want to send us a voice memo like we were talking about, you can do that, or you can give us a call at 1-877-332-8255. Exhibition memories. Why not start with our friend Ari in Saskatoon? You had to have been a big exhibition goer back in the day.
Not so much as a kid, more so as an adult.
Really?
Yeah. I used to volunteer with the Lions, and they had a dunk tank. And my brother and I would go and spend hours sitting in the dunk tank. And the key to the dunk, there's two things that make people want to dunk people: bikinis and big mouths.
And you filled one of those categories.
I did not fill a bikini well. So I would, my brother and I were the mouthiest people on there, and people wanted to put us in the water just to shut us up.
Well, you were a great fundraiser. Think of it that way.
Oh, we had so much fun, and they actually had to put a volunteer, an extra volunteer between the button and the thrower, because sometimes people get so frustrated, they would just try to jump over and hit the button.
Right, they just want to come up and push it with their hand.
Yeah. But there were guys who were just, you just get under their skin, and they're like, now their ego's involved, and they're in front of their girlfriend or their partner, or the whole crowd's egging them on, and they think they're some major league, you know, ball pitcher, and they're not even getting close. You're thankful for the metal screen. I know I used to sit up there with a newspaper and read it.
Just egging people on.
Oh, yeah. Just flip it over. And, I mean, that paper would never get wet.
Do they still have a dunk tank today?
No, I don't. I haven't seen one there for years.
Yeah. So many things change, right, through the years of the exhibition. Like we were talking about, and I've got a message here, a text that I'm going to read momentarily about, you remember the competitions, Ari, where you had to keep your hand on the car the longest?
There were so many great competitions. I had the pleasure of working there for 5 or 6 years in the trade shows, and we had this amazing look-alike contest when we did a cable trade show.
Really?
A&E came out, they sponsored it, and we ran out of Polaroid film because people would come dressed up, and you'd have to take a picture, then there was a big pageant on the final night. But it was hilarious to see how many people bought in, and we had like the Gene Simmons, there was a Bill Clinton. Bill Pylon, I think, was his name. It was a dead match for Bill Clinton. Just all sorts of people showed up, and it was just a neat, neat thing to see people step up and do that. I don't think we see that anymore.
Yeah. Well, just quickly before I let you go, I was having this conversation with a friend the other day. It feels to me like the exhibition, whether it's Pioneer Days in Saskatoon, Buffalo Days used to be called in Regina. I mean, businesses would decorate. People would dress up. It was like a whole thing. It's changed a little bit.
It's gotten much more commercial and much less community.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Look at it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Well, Ari, I always appreciate you joining the program. Thanks for your memories today.
Thanks, Evan.
Good to have you on. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Brian. We're reliving fair memories from our past. Brian, what have you got for me?
Yeah, well, when I was about 15 years old, I was still in high school. I joined the Mormon Church or Latter-day Saint Church, right? And during the summer, we had the Spudnut Hut. We made Spudnuts. It was all volunteer service, right? And you'd go and you work 4 hours, and then you get free admission to the X. And that was my motivation. to get free. But, you know, prior to the X, we'd have I called Spudnut School, right? You would learn how to make the perfect Spudnut. Well, Evan, I tried and tried, and, you know, it was, so one of the skills I had a hard time gaining, but you know it was fun working with adults, and it was fun working with the youth of the church. That time we had a great time, you know, and they would say, Brian, we got a better job for you.
For people that don't know what a spud nut is, explain it, Brian.
Okay, a spud nut is made from we used to buy the flour from Utah. It would be shipped in. It was a spud nut flour. And it's a potato. It's a potato flour mixed right with other stuff, and it had quite the ingredients, right. And so we'd ship that in, and then we would make spudnuts, and we'd have a mixer. He would mix up the dough, and then we had assembly lines, right. We had two cutters or three cutters, and they would cut the dough into balls. And then this was the hardest part. Then we had the formers. I can throw a baseball, but do you think I could form a make it into a perfect circle? That was one of my challenges.
There's clearly an art to this, Brian. Clearly an art to it.
Yeah. And so when I heard that the X was not doing Spudnuts, I was sad.
Yeah.
Because
it's end of an era. End of an era.
It is. But the challenge is that we found that within the church, that we had it till the late 80s, and then the church gave it to the scouts. And the challenge, as I got older and I was working in it more of a managerial, I found that the hardest thing was to get volunteers to come perform the Spudnut.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, clearly the Spudnuts is, I've seen a number of people that are commenting on Spudnuts. and how twisted they are that they're not there again. Thanks so much for the call, Brian. Cameron in Regina, I don't like the rides. I don't like the food. I don't like the games. I don't like the crowds, but I love to see the smiles and the excitement on the face of my son and his friends. So off we'll go. Frank and Pilot Butte, in the 80s, I had a Brian Adams buzz cut. At the PAX, I did not want to play this one game, but the guy running it was heckling me. It got to the point where he said to me, "Who does your hair? Weed and feed?" That stuck with me. Frank in Pilot Butte. Oh, the carnies. Especially those ones that work the games. They'll suck you in, right? Sheldon and Esteban, best Buffalo Days memory, taking your first girlfriend to it and feeling like you're King Tut. Yeah, he says, he didn't say King Tut. He said King something else, but I can't read that on the air. And shooting the red star out. Come on. You did, Sheldon. You shot the red star out with the gun that had the crooked barrel, he adds. Back in the 60s and 70s, there were food stalls under the stadium. This is Mike from Regina. My aunt and uncle had a stall since my family lived a block north of the fairgrounds on Dewdney. Our basement became a French fry factory with sacks and sacks of spuds going through our back door. 1-877-332-8255. So I mentioned the competition. I remember the competition that they used to have where you had to have your hand on a vehicle, and then the last person standing with their hand on the vehicle wins the vehicle. Like, that was a pretty big deal. Nathan, with a text here from Regina, one of my absolute favorite memories would be back in the mid to late 80s as a kid, a contest they would have every year where you could win a car. Put your hand on the car at the beginning of the fair. You had to keep it on until you were the last one holding onto the car. So the entire week, we would have to go to the fair because his father took a chance. His father was playing the competition. He says that they would have to go and give their father supplies like water and food and that sort of thing. He said, "I got to go to the fair every single day, whether I was on the rides or not, but I got to see all the games and the lights and the craziness just because his dad was trying to win this car." Unfortunately, my father didn't win. He came in second. Oh, like that would hurt if you made it. It went the entire week. It was to the point where we were going to draw a name between the two contestants that were left because the fair was about to close and they had to pick a winner. And I don't know, he just let go of the car, but it was a great experience. Unfortunately, they don't do anything like that anymore. I do remember when they had those types of contests at the fair. Nathan, thanks so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255. What is your favorite exhibition memory from your youth? Give us a call. Shoot us a text. We'll come back and finish your thoughts here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I lost my heart at the fairground to the boy on the swing machine. He caught my eye with his happy smile, the best looking boy I've seen.
We're talking memories that you have about the exhibition from your youth. Maybe they're more recent than that. Here's what I've learned is clearly I was just a bad shot because many people are bragging that they were able to shoot the red star off the paper. You know what game I'm talking about? It's got the long gun, looks like a BB gun or something like that, and it shoots the little BBs. And you have so many in the gun, they load it. You watch the carny dump the BBs in, and I don't want you to get 30 BBs or whatever. And you've got to shoot it, and you try and be strategic so you actually cut the circle out on the paper like they would do in the Lethal Weapon movies. You're that accurate. And of course, I question how accurate the guns were, but maybe I'm just making an excuse because Nick says he's done it three. He did it three times in one day. He won his son a giant Pikachu and his two little girls happy because they each got a giant stuffy. Well, good for you, Nick. You're a better shot. Sheldon was just bragging about he could do it. I could never do it. I might just go back to the X this year just to try it again. I don't know. 1-877-332-8255. Exhibition memories, the Ukrainian food pavilion. How about that? I think they still have that, don't they? You get pierogies, cabbage rolls, sausage, you get all that kind of stuff. Julie in Battleford talks about the amazing borscht. No one ever came close then or now. But like Spudnuts, the good food often relied on volunteers, and people just don't volunteer nowadays. the way they used to. That's Julie in Battleford. Bruce in Bigger says, I guess my dad was a little more outgoing than your dad because he took us to Buffalo Days, but on the Sunday before exhibition started. Nothing was there, just a few food booths. He would call it Scotchman's Day. That's Bruce in Bigger. Well, hopefully you got a fiddlestick or something anyway. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep some texts here. So if you want to still text in, 1-877-332-8255. I know I'll have time throughout the show to relive a few of your memories. So please feel free to keep sending them in. We'll take our break and come back to Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener next here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.